Listen and Live Audio presents How Mrs. Claus Saved Christmas by Jeff Gwynn. Read by Susan Deniker. With the foreword read by John H. Mayer. Foreword. We never stop working at the North Pole. Though children all over the world only expect to find presents from us on one of three mornings, December 6th, December 25th, or January 6th, we need the rest of the year to design and build their toys. In fact, we work just as hard during the spring, summer, and fall as we do around those wonderful winter holidays of St. Nicholas Day, Christmas, and the Epiphany. Most people, I find, don't realize this. Over the years, I've seen thousands of cartoons about where Santa likes to take his vacations. These are often funny drawings of me on the beach, sipping a drink through a straw, or at a baseball game enjoying a hot dog. And it's true, I enjoy baseball and hot dogs, but I mostly do so in my den at the North Pole, watching the game on television and eating the hot dog from a tray on my lap. Beaches are less enticing. As someone who is well over 1,700 years old, and I admit perhaps a few pounds overweight, wearing a bathing suit in public is not something I'm eager to do. Besides, there simply isn't leisure time to spend at the beach. There are no magic North Pole buttons we can push to make toys instantly appear for every deserving...